Hello everyone, this is Winter. I hope you're all doing well and good. And welcome to episode 4. Today's episode is going to be a little bit more joyous and more humorous as compared to the last two episodes, which were the complete opposite. No offense to them. Today we are going to talk about my friends, my best friends. But before we start, I would like to tell you that ever since I was a kid, it was always very hard for me to find good friends because I was very, very naive and innocent. Every child is, but I was something else. I was dumb. When it came to friends, which resulted in me having a lot of toxic friendships. And secondly, I think since I turned 15, was it 15, 14? I think 14 up till now, it has been very hard for me to make friends in general. I think it's because of the way I look that puts people off, as in I look very done with things most of the time. I look very uninterested, cold, and bored with things, so I think because of that it puts people off and they think I'm mean or I'm cold. Yet still the people who gathered up the courage to come and talk to me are my best friends today. Now let's start with the first real friend I made at school. Number one, Khulud. Now, one thing you have to know about her is that she is the craziest, most wildest friend I have ever come across. In the best way possible, of course. I've learned a lot from her, and I remember my first day at school, she came up to me right before lunchtime and asked me if I'd like to have lunch with her and her friends, and I thought that she was kind enough to offer me this, so I said yes, and she told me a lot of things about the school and how things work, the teachers and whatnot. She basically introduced me to our school, and after that she became a really good friend of mine. She would always tell me to be aware of the girls in our school who had trouble as a second name. Then soon enough she became my best friend, and she was an ideal friend. She still is. I didn't realize that she was the kind of friend every girl wishes she had. To describe our friendship, we're like two sisters who didn't know they were sisters until they met, and then they got separated again. But yeah, her sense of humor I would like to call out, because it's very lame. It's so not funny, but it's very cringy to the point that I have to laugh because of how cringy and lame it is. But it doesn't matter, because with her optimistic and uplifting personality and attitude, she always manages to put a smile on my face. I recall in 2018, my father left for Pakistan for some personal reasons, and I got so depressed. I went into a very, very bad state of health and mind for a very long time. I was anxious most of the time, and I was like stressing out over what's happening there and how he is, whether he's taking his medicine or not, if he's eating on time, and I was crying all the time. It was a very upsetting and tough time for me. But out of all the people, she was the one who stuck with me always, other than my family. She was always by my side through thick and thin. She was always there to wipe my tears, always there with her hugs in case I ever needed one. And because at that time I used to be so mentally occupied all the time, I wouldn't bother bringing lunch or money. And I wouldn't eat anything either, at all. And she would notice that, obviously, because she was my friend, and she would, like, quietly go to the canteen as if she wanted to buy lunch for herself, and she would end up buying two of whatever she got. Like, if she got a sandwich, she would get another one, and she would give it to me without even saying a thing. Just said, "Oh, I bought you lunch, eat this." Even when I would tell her that I don't want to eat and that she should stop buying food for me, she would always take care of me. And also, whenever I tried to pay her back, she wouldn't take it. Unless or until I threatened her that I wouldn't eat anything she buys for me again if she didn't take the money. Only then she would take the money, but then again, she would buy me food with the same money I gave her. Then around the end of 2018, I guess, she had to move to Pakistan. I was very sad, I'll admit, but I was also very happy for her because she'll get to have a new experience and she'll get to explore the culture and country a bit more. And I thought that, oh, she's moving, so I'll go back to being a loner again. But little did I know, our friendship wouldn't end there. We're still going strong, and we don't plan on leaving each other for a very long time. I really admire her ability to always lighten up the room and make people smile and laugh till their cheeks become sore and their stomach hurts. She taught me a lot, like I said, but in ways I can't explain. She taught me like a sister. She taught me that if you want your loved ones to be stress-free and you want them to be happy and feel better, you have to be good and happy and kind in order to make them feel better. You have to have a positive attitude, like, so that, like, it kind of creates an aura around you that bounces off, like, radiates positive vibes and energy. And she taught me to be more daring and to take more risks. She taught me to be fearless when it comes to taking risks. She taught me that it's okay to get less marks in a test because that one test in particular isn't and won't define your future. So, thank you for teaching me so much, and I hope we meet soon. At number two, we have Lulushi, my literal mom. She's always being a nosy bum, always bossing me around. Oh, she annoys me so much. I'm kidding. Oh, but the mom part is true, however. She's the kind of friend I never thought I needed. And, like, she's the kind of friend I never realized that I was looking for my whole life. She might be a giraffe. She might be taller than me, like almost a foot taller than me. But I'm still older than her by 8 months. Anyways, now, to describe our friendship, it's like, a mother-daughter relation? No. No, but she's like, a soul sister from another mister. Yeah, that's what she is. When she first came into our school, everyone made fun of her because of how tall she was and how she stood out. She's 5'9". I mean, she might have been 5'10". Like, no, she was 5'9" back then, so she would have been 5'10" or like 11 now. They were like, oh, she's so tall and she stands out and it's so weird. But if they looked at her through my perspective, I would say I thought that she was very cool because she stood out. She seemed different, and to me, different was always good, and it always is good. Even that snake girl would indirectly point her out and make fun of her. And I remember on her first day, I did the same thing Khulud did with me, and I asked her to come have lunch with me and my friend. She was thrown off at the time by my obsession with Shawn Mendes. But as time went by, she slowly got used to it, and I gradually got over it. But to describe her as a friend, she is the kind of friend that keeps you grounded. The one that'll help you no matter what. The one that'll help you right your wrong. The one that'll humble you. Which is why I want her to be my assistant / manager / publicist in the future if I ever get big or become someone famous, like a celebrity or something. Because I know that if I ever, God forbid, got ahead of myself and started becoming arrogant, she would remind me. She would be there to remind me where I come from, and she'd humble me. And I love that. And also, she's the kind of friend who will always be by your side, no matter how much you change. If someone gave me a choice and I had to like choose between getting Gucci loafers for free or her, I would choose her, even if I meant I won't get those Gucci loafers I've always wanted. And this is a big thing for anyone who knows me, because I absolutely love Gucci. I'm obsessed with the Gucci brand. Yet still, I would choose her over those Gucci loafers any day. Now, ever since quarantine started, I felt like we swapped personalities, but she didn't agree, and now I'm gonna say the same thing. We, definitely became different people, but not each other. She has become more extroverted, open, happy, and not to mention very annoyingly giggly. Never mind. And I, on the other hand, have become more of a loner. I'm not a very big fan of talking to people, interacting with people, or staying around them. My mind is always somewhere. I'm always thinking, sometimes overthinking and analyzing certain situations and memories from my past. We're like North and South Pole. Like, and I will admit that I, for a second, doubted if our friendship will last because of this change. But she, like, always assured me that she doesn't plan on letting me go, even when we're old, wrinkly. And cranky. And I remember one time I was on call with her, and she said, can I say something? And I said, go ahead. And she goes, I feel like you're acting very cold and distant. Like, you're acting as if you're way older than me. And I realized how that change in me was probably hurting her. The way I was treating her was making her sad. So I apologized, and she immediately said, no, no problem. I just thought you should know because I don't want you to be a bad person. And I loved that. I loved how she immediately told me that the way I'm being is hurting not only her, but the people around me as well. So I tried to get better for her and for myself. And we're both the same age, mind you. I'm just 8 months older. And I like to use that to my, you know. So she just tells the dumbest jokes that absolutely makes no sense at all. And she laughs like a maniac. Okay, so there's this joke she tells. We call it the 1/2 joke. And this joke that she told is a whole different story because, anyway, when she told me this joke first, I was caught off guard with how unfunny and dumb the joke was. But I ended up laughing because of how stupid it was. I remember telling her that it was so stupid, and it made me laugh at how she found it so funny. But hey, she made me smile. I love her. I do. I just don't like saying it because then she's like, oh, you love me. It means I'm your best friend. But I love her, and I also love her ability to get things under control. Like, she always calms me down. She's like a therapy friend. She always keeps me sane, and she tells me what to do in times and situations where I'm stuck, lost, and don't know what to do. She's like my life mate that I never knew I needed until I met her. We actually met very recently, but it feels like I've known her for, like, ages, ever since, like, I was 12. It feels like I've known her for so long, even though we met, like, what, last year, I think? You know how, like, you randomly meet a stranger, and you click with them so much, you begin to wonder if they're your soulmate, or, like, a lost part of you? That was so lame. Oh my god. She taught me a lot. More than I could imagine. Or count. She taught me to be a bit more positive. And to be more carefree. And to be honest, I love that about her. I love that she's able to do that. But me, I am still working on it. And trust me, I haven't gotten better, but I'm still trying. But to really honestly describe my friendship with her, I'd say, get ready for some really cringy stuff. She's the missing piece to my puzzle. The cookie to my milk. The peanut butter to my jelly, even though I hate peanut butter, which means a part of me also a little bit hates her sometimes. And the Jimin to my V. only BTS fans would get that though. I absolutely adore you and your crazy superhuman powers and your ability to always end up being everyone's mom. Just kidding. I adore you, Miyamigo. I'm gonna speak a little Korean here so she doesn't understand what I'm gonna say. 하지만 당신은 여전히 바보입니다. Okay, she's not gonna get what I said. Anyway, Number three, we have Big B. Woohoo! Now, the first time I met her was in seventh grade. Yeah, it was in seventh grade, and my friend at that time said, "She's weird and creepy, don't talk to her." And I think what she meant to say was that Bora is the most loving and caring girl that you'll ever meet. And I mean it. She is so loving that it throws people off. It makes them think she's creepy because she's never afraid to show affection towards the people that she loves. Whether that be through comforting someone or through words or through hugs, she'll always remain my best friend. Even though she's the oldest in our friend group, it doesn't matter when someone with a pure heart and clear intentions wants to be your friend. In fact, I'm glad we became friends. Whenever I was upset in school, she just thinks that it's for some reason necessary for her to apologize a lot because she somehow manages to make the reason behind my upset state her fault and starts feeling guilty for it. I've told her, like, more than a million times that it wasn't her fault and that it wasn't even related to her. Oh, and let's not even talk about how even more pissed it got me because she always apologizes to me repeatedly, and I get even more upset. I think, like, how am I supposed to make this woman understand that I am not mad at her? But I love her regardless, and I miss her a lot since we haven't seen or talked to each other in almost 6 months. But she taught me a lot too. She taught me to be fearlessly bold and genuinely honest, and to always stand with the truth and believe in what's right no matter what. And I love you, Big B. Number four, then at last we have Rehana, the tiny little feline from Uzbekistan. I adore her contagious smile, her pretty face, her ability to speak so many languages, and how she always manages to end up with a smile on her face no matter how much pain she's facing. She always takes care of me also. Even though we're the same age, I still act like an older sister to her just because she's tiny. It makes me feel like I should take care of her. It's weird and complicated, I know. Also, she teaches me to always be happy and try to keep the mood, like, neutral and light. She's the best girl ever. She's so kind and nice. But she's sensitive as well, so it makes me want to act like an older sister and always take care of her. And to describe her, she is very sweet. She's like a mochi. Yeah, she's a mochi. She's my mochi. I'm pretty sure she's going crazy over the reference and comparison right now. But she has the most kindest heart and the warmest aura that makes you feel so loved and welcomed. And I love that about her. Her ability to make people feel loved and welcomed is so strong. Like, I really admire it. I truly do. To describe our friendship, we're best friends. Yeah, we really are. I once told her something very personal, and I expected her to keep it a secret, and she did. She kept it a secret, and she's a true gem and treasure, like a fairy with a heart of gold. She's like, a true gem of a person. I admire her with all my heart. And I love you, my baby arm. Okay, that's enough cheesiness and love for the lads today. I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about my friends. Thank you for listening to Story Heritage. This is Winter. If you liked today's episode, make sure to let others know about it too. And I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.